Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge morning market update. And we are right in front of the December WASD. Please join us at 10:45 a.m. Central Time for live coverage of this report. Markets are mixed this morning coming into the report. March corn, fairly quiet at 489 and a quarter. That's up 1 1/4, while May at 501, up 1.5. December, new crop at 514.5, that is up 1.25. January soybeans, 13.25 1/4, up 13.5. Well, March at 13.43 1/4, up 13.25. May at 13.56.5, up 12.25. And November new crop at 12.85.5, that's up 11 cents. We did see some flash sales this morning, 110,000 metric tons of SRW to China as their little buying spree continues. We also saw 136,000 metric tons of soybeans go to China and 165,000 metric tons of corn going to unknown destinations. Looking at January bean oil, we're at 51.32. That's up 19. Meal at 411.70, up 490. And crush at 102.75 is up 250. March wheat in Chicago, 6.36 1/4, down 6 cents. March in Kansas City, though, at 6.71 1/4, up 3 3/4. March at 7.38 in Minneapolis is up 0.75 cents. Most of these flash sales and things will not impact today's WASD report, but they may very well impact some things in January, particularly for the wheat, if Chinese purchases continue. January rice at 17.23 is up 16. March cotton 81.88, that's down 71, while May at 82.32 is down 75. February live cattle, 163.15, up 63. January feeders at 210.90, also up 63 on the day. February hogs, 68.10, up 33. December milk at 16.25 is down 2, while January orange juice at 370.65 is down 115. Crude oil bouncing a little bit from some deeply oversold levels. We're at 71.47, we're up $2.13 a barrel today. Diesel at 260.43, up 5.5 cents a gallon. While unleaded at 206.25 is up 6 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 256 is down 2. Gold has had quite the week, making a new record high and then falling apart. We're at $2,028.30 on the February futures. That's down $18 an ounce, while silver at 23.77, down 28. Dollar index is higher at 103.76. That is up 23. Stocks are choppy mixed this morning. We did get a batch of economic data. We had the unemployment report. Unemployment went down to 3.7%, and wages were seen a little bit higher. This is not what the Federal Reserve wants, and it has induced a little bit of volatility. Along with that, we got the Michigan consumer sentiment numbers, and you can see those in tonight's weekly wrap-up, but they were much hotter than expected. And that induced some immediate buying, which we have reversed completely out of the S&P. We were trading 17 points higher a minute ago, and we're not now. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, 36,161, up 43. S&P is 45.88. That's up about to 3 points. We trade as high as 46.04, though, and we have since reversed those gains. NASDAQ Composite, 14,350. That is up 10 points. Looking at interest rates, noticeably higher, and this may be important. Again, make sure to read tonight's weekly update in the section on interest rates. The 2-year at 4.69, up 10 basis points. The 10-year at 4.22, up 8 basis points. The 30-year at 4.31, up 6 basis points. We did trade all the way down to 4.10, which finished the cycle. We started at 4.10. We moved to 5%. We've moved to 4.10, and now we have bounced well away from that. And given where the market oscillators are, we may be entering a new cycle where interest rates are going to move up, particularly, obviously, on the back end of the curve. So, again, we'll see how this all plays out. I'd like to remind everyone, please join us for live coverage of today's WASD, as we may be talking about some of this other stuff as well. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and unseasonably warm Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.